Well, of course, something like this is never going to last, right? It can't last. And it doesn't last. And where did we jump up? Oh, well, and one of the things that was changing it was the increase of basic democratic governance. What this map shows is, it's actually a little bit later, 1840, but it's showing states that have heavy property qualifications for voting. It's hard to see from this the difference, but then some states here with light property qualifications, tax-paying qualifications. We have, at this time, only two states with universal male suffrage, Vermont and Maine, and then a number of states with universal white male suffrage, which would be the Western states. The Western states were pushing a much more democratic form of government. Not obviously entirely democratic, women not voting, blacks, Native Americans not voting, but getting rid of these sort of property qualifications. This begins what some would call the era of the common man and new kind of politics. You know, hitherto, U.S. politics had been highly deferential, deferring to those of sort of wealthy merchant or virtually aristocratic background. They had all been from Massachusetts or Virginia, well, almost all of them Virginia, from wealthy planter backgrounds. Well, things are going to start to change, and this is one of the reasons, the new Western states and their much more democratic governance.